Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner and Kate Constable, and we have an MLB odds boost for all of you today. The wild card series continue, and this is on the Mets to win and Pete Alonso to hit a home run boosted to plus 700 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost?
I mean, plus 700 is pretty good. I like that number. The Mets won yesterday against the Brewers. They took game one here. And so obviously facing them again today, going up against Frankie Montas, who's pitching for Milwaukee against Montas. Yeah, I'm saying that right. Against Montas, the Mets are hitting as a team 275. 250, 275. Wow, this is not a good start to this odds boost. I had all of these numbers pulled up, and now they're all out the door.
What happens now?
275 is what they're hitting against Frankie Montas. A terrible number at all. Pete Alonso is just 1-5 against him. Has not had a home run in quite some time, but Pete Alonso is one of the best home run hitters in the game historically, and is going to be someone who you can trust to step up in big moments. Postseason baseball is a big moment, and so if you're going to back anyone to get a homer tonight, I would feel somewhat safe putting my money on Pete Alonso. Again, I mean, these are just kind of coffee money, a little sprinkle. Plus 700. Don't go crazy by any means. But if you want some action to sweat out in postseason baseball with that starting up now, I think this is a decent boost. See, I finished that okay. We started running.
Yeah, you started okay. Great too. That's at least. It's great.
Fantastic. I will add just a small little bit here. Again, like you said, 7-1. So obviously maybe a quarter unit or so. Not a huge bet here. But at the same time, the Mets could, winning this game would be fantastic for them because, well, they advance. And then, of course, the Brewers are going to be all out here trying to win this game. But Pete Alonso, I think he can do it, taking on Frankie Montas. Montas has a 4.84 ERA, 4.71 expected ERA, and a 4.26 expected FIP. So he's a below-average pitcher. He has been pretty much this entire season. Interestingly enough, his home runs through nine rate is huge. 1.43 home runs through nine, so he's giving up a ton of hard contact. And of course, for a guy like Pete Alonso, who has a ton of power, that is great news for his ability to hit home runs out of the park. So if you want to sprinkle this one here at 7-1, I don't mind it. But again, 7-1 number, just a sprinkle.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost plus 700 at Caesars and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the MLB playoffs through the World Series, everything at the NFL season. As you said, everything and WNBA. There's so much from all of us at BetQL. It is odyssey.com/BetQL. We also have, also follow us on Twitter, at Kate Constable, at @Sharp_Side_, and at Lucille Birch. Favorite bets for today. I am sticking with baseball. This is the season. Fernando Tatis Jr., over 1.5 total bases. He hit a home run yesterday, so he did go over this. And against Max Fried, who is starting for the Braves in this one, he is batting 400 with a double and a single. And when Max Fried faced the Padres during the season, the regular season, back in May, but still, he gave up 9 hits to them. So I think Tatis can follow up on his performance yesterday and go over on bases again in this one.
Love it, Lucy. I'm going to go to NFL this weekend. There is a total that I like, and it is a high total. It's Ravens and Bengals. That game is sitting at 50.5 right now. That's the highest total on the board for week 5. But I think this game could be quite the shootout here because we have two teams that offensively are great in categories that the defense they're facing is not good in. I mean, the Bengals, they cannot stop the run to save them their lives. They're going up against Derrick Henry and the Ravens, who have the best rushing attack in the league. The Ravens, they can't stop the pass very well. Well, they're giving up nearly 260 yards in the air. Well, they're going up against Joe Burrow, who can throw the ball pretty well. Bengals rank in the top 6 in passing yards per game. Chase, that connection between he and Burrow after starting slow has gotten better. T. Higgins now being back in the fold and healthy, that's getting better. And the Bengals are at home. Not that that matters a whole lot just in terms of this total necessarily, but more comfortable at home. And the Bengals need this win because if they do, they kind of get back in the division race. the Ravens would actually drop down to last in the division. So it could be just a crazy shakeup. I just think we're going to get more of a shootout than a lower grinded out defensive type performance. So I would look to take the over 50.5, despite that being pretty high.
Yeah, don't mind that at all. I think the Bengals are very live in that game, as does PJ, our friend. I am going to go ahead and take a absolutely disgusting bet, of course. That's what I usually do when it comes to the NFL. The Cleveland Browns plus 3.5. It is available right now on BetMGM minus 115 odds. It's down to 3 pretty much everywhere else. So if you want to get that hook, that would be great. Yeah, the Browns are facing the Washington Commanders, who are the talk of the NFL. Everybody loves the Commanders right now. Jaden Daniels, oh, could he win MVP? Completion percentage. You know, anytime you get all these fantastical articles about a team or a player, the next week I am going to want to fade, you know, the ever-living daylights out of them every time. The Commanders just blew out the Cardinals. Daniels looked great. Everything's kumbaya in Washington. Now they get to take on the Cleveland Browns at home. The Browns just lost to the Las Vegas Raiders, a team that everybody hates in the first place with Antonio Pierce and his terrible coaching. So now you get the Browns and Deshaun Watson. Who is going to want to bet the Browns against the Commanders? Who? The public, nobody is going to want to bet the Cleveland Browns on the road against the Commanders who just blew out the Cardinals. That's why I'm betting them. This line is 3.5. Why is it 3.5? It's 3.5 for a reason. The teams are closer than they appear. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders are due for a regression type of performance. Coming against the Browns here, getting 3 points, I'm going to take that every time. So give me the Cleveland Browns plus 3.5 and fade the Commanders this weekend.
Very nice. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost plus 700 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.